Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on May 19th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm still a little snotty, Joe.
Yes.
But I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
I think it's allergies.
I think it is.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is necessarily that has been kicked up, but my wife is going through the same thing.
Everybody I speak to is they're dealing with the same thing. You know, I think it's one of these things where something that only blooms once every 25 years happens and affects us all. So
yeah, it's a big deal. And well, I'm thrilled. Today is going to be a great show. It's going to be a show of learning and of soul searching. It's going to be a show which I think is really going to make our audience sick.
This is we've never had we've been on the air what, 5 years now, almost 5 years,
right.
And we've covered most of the big events throughout the South Bay. But every so often we come across another one that we haven't covered yet, you know, so we'd like to know everything that's going on out there. So we have something completely new and different today.
Right. And this is really bringing something to home that many of us have been through. And we're excited to talk about this. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Norma Grove, Adrian Gross, and Janine Gallagher from the Pregnancy Help Center in Torrance. Excuse me. Got to use the cough button here. Norma Grove is an award-winning advertising, marketing, and communications leader, having created over 500 national TV commercials in a career of over 25 years. She demonstrates skill and experience in developing strategic marketing plans, communications, and advertising solutions for corporations and entertainment companies through TV, print, web, and social media. Norma started volunteering at the Pregnancy Help Center in 2001, as a client advocate, and in 2012 became the organization's marketing and communications manager. Since then, she has managed the redesign and launch of two successful websites for the organization, all organizational communications, social media, plus digital, print, and outdoor advertising. Norma holds a BA in English literature and an MA in education, film, and communications. Now, Adrian Gross has lived in the South Bay for the past 27 years, primarily in Torrance. Adrian started working at the Pregnancy Help Center in 2001 as a part-time administrator. Her on-the-job experience and leadership skills helped her rise to her current position as the executive director back in 2007. Her main responsibilities include managing the day-to-day activities of the center, including the staff and volunteers, as well as overseeing all aspects of donor relations. Now, Janine Gallagher has been a volunteer at the Pregnancy Help Center for the past 3 years. After working as an elementary school teacher, she decided to stay home and raise her four children. She taught religious education for 10 years at St. Lawrence Martyr Church, but then switched gears to help out at the center. She was co-chair of the Walk for Life last year and is this year's Walk for Life chair. She's constantly inspired by the dedication and sacrifice of the many volunteers and staff at the PHC who work tirelessly for the women and babies of the South Bay and hopes the community will come out this Saturday to support the center. Now, the 29th annual Walk for Life will take place this Saturday, May 21st at 9 a.m. at Veterans Park in Redondo Beach. Norma, Adrian, Janine, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is one of those gems, one of those amazing organizations that's literally, in my mind, hiding in plain sight. I want to start with you, Adrian. Tell us a little bit about the numbers of people that are helped by the Pregnancy Help Center, and how long has it been there?
Sure. The Pregnancy Help Center sees probably just over 800 clients a year. Most of those, about 750, are coming in for pregnancy-related services directly. The center itself has been here for 40 years. This is actually our 40th anniversary this year, and we're very excited about that.
40 years. Wow, that's amazing. And of course, it talks about the women that you serve, but, you know, I have to say, I have a 21-year-old son, and I don't care that the government calls him an adult. He's still a child to me. Tell me, what are the age ranges of people that are being helped by the Pregnancy Help Center?
Sure. Most of our clients are in their early 20s, and actually probably just over 50% are actually in their 20s. But we do see clients as young as 15 years old, possibly, and then certainly some women up to their 40s, possibly every once in a great while, even early 40s.
So the range of services is not just medical advice and counseling, but also, I assume, other kinds of support and services, yes?
Exactly. We do provide different educational programs related to pregnancy. We do have prenatal nutrition. We have breastfeeding education classes. We have support groups. And we're also able to refer our clients to actually Torrance Memorial to get birthing education classes and newborn baby care as well.
Right. Now, Norma, I'd like to bring you into the conversation. I mean, over 500 national television commercials. I guess you know a little bit about communication.
A little.
And I, you know, my favorite phrase about communication, whether it's in a film or a commercial or when you're just standing and talking with a person one-on-one, is you tell them what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. What does Anthony Robbins say? Repetition is the mother of skill. Tell us a little bit about communications at the Pregnancy Help Center, and what are you guys trying to communicate?
That's a really good question. Thank you. Working in television is quite a bit different than working in a nonprofit. And especially for us, we have a dual audience. We communicate to clients, and we also communicate to our supporters and volunteers. So it's a very interesting task and challenge to communicate for the Pregnancy Help Center, but we really are trying to reach, you know, women in the age group that, you know, Adrian mentioned, in the early 20s, and we like to have consistent communication. I think it's important that, you know, women are seeing us sort of in the same light all the time. So we have pretty consistent advertising. Right now we have big poster ads in three malls, the South Bay Galleria, Del Amo Fashion Center, and also the South Bay Pavilion. We often run billboards, which are all consistent, as I said. And I think that the consistent message is that if you think you're pregnant and you're not sure and you need someone to talk to, please come see us. Mm-hmm. We try to provide a very neutral and compassionate environment for the women who come in, mm-hmm. and want to make it very clear through our communications that when they come to us, they will find a compassionate ear and they'll find accurate information to help them make a decision about their pregnancy.
Right. Now, there's been a tremendous, Norma, controversy about Planned Parenthood. It's been a political football this whole political, you know, presidential season. Who likes it? Who doesn't like it? Who would fund it with federal money? Who wouldn't fund it? How do you guys fit in with the services and the role of Planned Parenthood?
Well, you had to ask me that question.
Okay. Well, who should answer that?
I can take that one.
Is this Adrian?
Can you repeat the question, though, again?
Well, you know, in the general public consciousness, they don't know the Pregnancy Help Center. All that they know is quote-unquote Planned Parenthood. I'm not even sure most people know what that is. All they know
I agree with you on that.
Okay, well, then tell us about that, because people don't even know what that is. All they know it's Donald Trump is for it and not for it. Hillary's always for it. You know, they don't know what it is. They just know it's a political football.
Right. And even kind of taking away the political area of it, you know, I've had many women come up to me and talk about Planned Parenthood in relationship to their own daughters and saying that, well, you know, the first thing I want to do is make sure my daughter knows where Planned Parenthood is.
Mm.
And, you know, my question is usually to ask them why, what is it that, you know, they're thinking they can do, and, you know, they can help young girls and they can do this. And what I have found, quite honestly, is a lot of people aren't aware of all of their services. And this has certainly changed in the last couple of years with all of the videos and all of the controversy surrounding it, but in terms of actually what all of their services are. Now, how the center runs is we are also a licensed medical clinic.
Mm.
We do provide pregnancy testing. We do provide STD testing. We provide ultrasounds, which are given by licensed medical professionals that have been trained to give those. We are overseen by a obstetrician gynecologist as the medical director of the center. And one of the things that we do, which is probably different, is not just the environment here while they're at the center, but the continual care that we provide them, including following up with them throughout their pregnancy, to make sure and see if there's anything else that they might need, to make sure if it's a case where they haven't gotten insurance, that they've gotten Medi-Cal if that's what they were trying to get, to make sure they've got a doctor that can see them for the entire pregnancy, and to see anything else that we might be able to help them with.
Okay. Now, does it have any it's a delicate question, but the question is basically, does it have anything to do with the eighth third rail of politics, the right for a woman to control her own body, which is always couched in national terms in one word, abortion.
Right, exactly. And how that fits with us is obviously we respect the women that come into the center, and we respect that whatever it is her choice. As a center, however, we do not perform abortions, and we do not refer for abortions.
So they would have to go somewhere else. But you would have those resources that you could direct them to if they needed that.
We do not refer for them.
We do not refer for that.
No.
Okay.
No.
I have a general question. I don't know who this should be geared towards, but I have a general question. What are the statistics these days for pregnancy in young girls. I don't even know what, because so many people have children now without being married. How many statistics on unplanned pregnancies? Is that the way to put it?
I believe in terms of actual unplanned pregnancies, what I can tell you is the number of pregnancies that end in abortion. It kind of hovers between a third and a quarter of all pregnancies.
Really?
In terms of what is considered unplanned, and unplanned could be also not just that it was somebody that did not want to become pregnant, but it's at that time they did not want to become pregnant.
Right.
Whether it's because whatever the situation is, they're young, they do not have a job, they're in school. It's an inconvenient time.
Are the numbers higher or lower? Let's say from like the 70s.
In terms of abortions?
I don't even know how to count.
The pregnancy rate has come down over the last couple of years. I can't actually give you that percentage, but I know from reading about it that the pregnancy rate has come down over the last couple of years.
Okay. All right.
Now, Adrienne, one thing we're going to talk about, I'm going to turn to Janine in a moment to talk about the Walk for Life, which is an event that's coming up. We are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Pregnancy Help Center. But before we talk about the Walk for Life, let's step back for a moment. Tell us what the mission of the Pregnancy Help Center is.
Sure. Our mission is to basically provide a safe, caring environment where every woman that is facing a crisis pregnancy can receive counseling, education, and other services in order to eliminate that crisis and choose life for her baby.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Quick question. I'm sorry. So when you say crisis, a crisis pregnancy, so just say, for instance, somebody like me, I get pregnant, I'm married, I have insurance and stuff. It's not necessarily a crisis, but could I still come in anyway?
Absolutely. Anybody is welcome. All of our services are free. And although we predominantly serve the South Bay, we definitely get clients coming in from other areas as well.
Do you, Adrienne, do you have women come in on a regular basis who are married?
Most of our clients are single, and I would say it's probably just right around 20% that are married.
What are some of the issues that someone who's married might have that they would want to get advice from you?
Believe it or not, even still, one of the primary reasons is because they don't have insurance. So they need the insurance, and that is where we will help them get Medi-Cal.
Okay.
So I don't even know the real name of it. I just know it as Obamacare. Is that having any impact on?
It has definitely. Before that, a huge majority of our clients did not have insurance at all, and since that's happened, more clients have insurance. But we still even get clients that have insurance come in. Because it seems like what a lot of them may be facing is they have insurance, they can't, either get into their doctor as quickly as they would like to, the convenience isn't there for them. They could get in next week, but, they work that day, whatever it is. So most of our clients were able to handle the same day that they request an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, Joe, what's it called? What's Obamacare called?
The Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
But I think...
In California, it's covered California.
Yes, covered California. But I think that is so telling, Jackie. That is so telling. The Republicans have done their job.
Oh, okay.
when people cannot even refer to it except as Obamacare. That's great. That's fantastic.
That's how it was always referred to, I think.
No, that's what – I mean, It's not, but that's the.
You mean the Obama administration didn't refer to it as that?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You know where I'm getting my news from.
It's the Affordable Care Act, but Obama himself has said he doesn't even call it the Affordable Care Act anymore. He calls it Obamacare, too.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, they're going to label it on me. I'm going to take it, he said.
All right.
When you think, Jeanine, about the center and its 40-year history, and then we have this 29 years of the Walk for Life, tell me about the significance of the Walk for Life, its 29th year coming up.
Right. Well, I mean, the Walk for Life is really an important event for us, but I think for two reasons, really. And, you know, one, it's one of our major fundraisers of the year. So since all of our services are free, that's, of course, very important. But I think the second reason, too, is like you mentioned, it's like a treasure in your own backyard.
Yeah.
I think people don't really know we're here. And so I think the visibility is really important so that the people that live here in the South, they know that we're here to support them and, you know, that they can come for whatever reason. And we're open to anybody and just trying to help them. So it's nice when we have the walk, and it's down along the beach from Veterans Park to Torrance Beach. And oftentimes people stop and want to know what we're walking for and what we're all about. So it's really trying to get the word out there to the community so that they know this great resource is right here for them.
Jeanine, where is the Pregnancy Help Center?
The Pregnancy Help Center is in Torrance on Crenshaw Boulevard, and it's near Torrance Boulevard, 1311 Crenshaw Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just here for anybody in the South Bay. Like Adrian said, though, you don't have to be in Torrance to come here. Anyone can come to us.
Okay. All are welcome. It's a wonderful, wonderful concept, and I love the mission. But we're going to talk about the walk because that is a great time for people to find out about it. Where does the walk, Jeanine? Where does the walk begin, and where does it end again?
Okay, the walk begins at Veterans Park in Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk down the bike path along the sand there to Torrance Beach and back again.
Okay.
And it's this Saturday. And the walk starts at 9 o'clock, but registration starts at 7:30. So beforehand, we'll have we have food, bagels, and coffee, and different activities going on before the walk. So all people are registering. They can come early and share and find out what we're all about.
Registration at 7. The walk is at 9.
Registration at 7:30.
Walk at 9. Right. And so you can come in, you can do the registration and the walk, and you're done by 10:30?
Probably. It depends how fast you want to walk. It's not really a race, so a lot
okay.
of people are visiting and chatting and as they go back and forth enjoying the morning. So
okay.
we're done by 10:30 or 11 usually.
And are there T-shirts and hats involved?
There are T-shirts, and anyone who raises or donates $40
mm-hmm.
Gets our Life Force T-shirt. That's our theme this year, and it's
yes.
a really cool-looking shirt.
Yes.
It's kind of a Star Wars look about it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That Star Wars font, yes, it's wonderful. And
Joe likes the Life Force logo you got this year. I have a logistics question, and this is something – all these years, I've never asked anybody. All these different groups, many, many of them do walks on the strand or on the bike path. Do you have to get a permit to do that?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Adrian.
Multiple permits to be able to do that. We have to work with the city of Redondo Beach because we are in Veterans Park. We have to work with Beaches and Harbor. Because of being along the beach, and we also have to work with the Department of Health because of the bagels and coffee that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what you're doing at the event, the extent of what you have to get. If you have amplified sound, it's a different permit. You know,
mm-hmm.
If you are putting up any sort of a stage, you've got to deal with a different area.
Mm-hmm.
So, the city and the county and the health department have all been great, and obviously they do this all the time, so they're able to direct you in what it is that you need to get.
I'm gonna try to get through this without getting too emotional, but we'll start with you, Janine. Tell me about this year's theme, Life Force.
Well, you know, with the recent release of our latest Star Wars movie that came out with the Force Awakens, that kind of inspired us to come up with this year's theme of Life Force. But, you know, just fit perfectly with our mission because, you know, we are the life force and trying to promote life and a culture of life. So it just was the perfect fit for everything. And with everyone having Star Wars on their mind, it was just perfect.
It's a good fit. And preservation of life, celebration of life, culture of life, all of these phrases come to mind as something that a lot of people want to celebrate. You know, I think of, you know, the debates. I refer again to the political debates about this or that, where I think a lot of people would want to just celebrate the good and what's right, and preserving life is always good and always right.
This is Adrienne. I would agree with you, and I think one of the additional things when you think about the life force, for us, we are not able to do what we do here at the center and provide the services we do without the support of the community, and the walk actually is an opportunity as well for our supporters and for the community to come together and, as you said, celebrate, but also being together. A lot of the people certainly know each other from different circles, so it's a great opportunity for them to actually get together and reconnect, and with their families, with their children, with their parents as well. We actually have multi-generations coming. We have grandparents coming with their children, with their children's children,
mm-hmm.
which is very exciting. And one of the exciting things I see about that is knowing that some of these people have been involved for so long and helping to support the center, and have kind of passed and carried on the torch to their children as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is wonderful.
You know, Joe, I wanted to just point out, too, the one thing that when I started volunteering here at the center that really inspired me was the fact that so many, really virtually all of the people that work here are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're working for free. It's very, very, very few are paid staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so many volunteers, and some have been volunteering here, I believe, Adrienne can correct me, but since the very, very beginning days of the center. So it's really, you know, shows the dedication of so many volunteers.
Right. Is this Norma?
This is Norma, and I would just like to add that in terms of the theme Life Force and what we're all about in the center and the Walk for Life is that it does seem like in our society today, it's very easy to be depressed and despondent by what we hear on the news. It seems often that we are living in a culture that doesn't celebrate life, that is, you know, we hear about violent acts and all kinds of things on the news. So, and the media seems to be full of that. So we feel like we're doing, you know, our small part to build this culture of life and to be a life force for the community, because I think it's very important that we have kind of a balanced view of what's going on in the world, and there is good, and we are trying to be that light and that force. So.
Yes, absolutely, and
And now it's time to thank the sponsor, because Joe will just go on and on and not thank our sponsors.
I will.
So I have to remind him.
But I love our sponsors. And I think our sponsors will love for you, all of you out there listening, to come to the Walk for Life this coming Saturday, May 21st, 7:30 registration at Veterans Park in Redondo. It's going to be a great event. There will be refreshments, and if you raise $40, you and some friends, you can get a T-shirt, and it's going to be fantastic. Also, we'd love to have your comment or question. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your input, your comment or question. And of course, we'd love to thank one of our wonderful sponsors.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
So now, I think we should turn to Norma, and I just wanted to ask a quick question about funding. We know that most of the people involved in the Pregnancy Help Center are volunteers, but there is always a core of expenses, rent, and you know, lights and trash and whatever the basics. How is the center funded?
Great. Okay. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that we're a pretty lean organization. We have one, believe it or not, one full-time employee, which is our executive director, Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
We have 8 staff members who are all part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the people who are involved in the center are volunteers. We have volunteer client advocates. We have volunteer nurses, and we have what we call general volunteers that do anything from data input to stuffing envelopes, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, we are primarily funded by private donations, so from individuals who donate to the center. We also have a fair amount of support from some churches in the area,
mm-hmm.
and we're very grateful for that partnership and support. And we do apply for grants periodically. We want to do more of that. We received a grant a few years ago to install our ultrasound machine,
mm-hmm.
which was a great addition to the center. And since that time, our client base has increased by about 80% since
that,
we.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Well, I assume one issue is that you do not charge for the ultrasound tests.
We don't.
So that's a joy to be able to know that your baby is healthy and everything's going well when you know there's a place you can go and get that ultrasound and not have to pay, you know, it could be $150 or more if you don't have insurance.
Yeah, it could be. it could be anywhere from like $300 to $500.
Wow.
So it is an amazing value to our clients.
So
that service is free.
Norma, how do donors and people who want to support the Pregnancy Help Center get in touch with you and get involved?
Good question. Well, we definitely welcome people to come to the center and see what we do and just visit us. We have a website for our donors called supportphctorrance.org. That's supportphctorrance.org. And it has information about volunteering, about getting involved, about our upcoming events, and it also has a page where you can learn about contributing to the center, either through a one-time donation, a monthly pledge, even, you know, leaving a legacy through planned giving. There are many ways to support the center financially and then also with your time, which we also value so much. As you've heard, we wouldn't really be able to do what we do without our wonderful volunteers.
Right, right. And that's quite a multiple. One full-time staffer, 8 part-time staffers, and serving over 800-plus people a year, that's quite a multiple, 10 to 1 at least, and more. And I love this. PHCTorrance.org is the main website, but support PHPTorrance.org is a separate site where people can gather and organize and help support the center. Very, very well done. Very well
done.
Yeah,
we strategically have 2 websites. PHCTorrance.org is an informational site for our clients that has, you know, information about, you know, a woman who might be in a crisis pregnancy and needing our services, would find hopefully some answers to her questions. Mm-hmm. And they can also request an appointment on that site. So, and we talk about all our services and what we can provide and what we don't provide. And then supportphctorrance.org is for anyone who is interested in learning about our mission, about what we do in terms of supporters and volunteers. We have information about all our volunteer positions are on the supportphctorrance.org. So if anyone wants to get involved, they could go there and see the kinds of things that we do and the services, the volunteer services that we need.
Okay. Wonderful.
This Walk for Life is one of your big events. What other types of fundraising events do you hold throughout the year?
Thank you. Yes, we actually have a large banquet that we hold in the fall. We're actually holding it in October of this year. Last year we had just over 400 people attend the banquet. We have an inspirational speaker at the event, inform everybody about anything new that is going on at the center or anything that we may have planned in the future. And that is actually the largest fundraising event that we have. But we also hold smaller events with different groups and churches where we call it a Change for Life baby bottle fundraiser, where we're usually given an opportunity to speak to the group. And again, tell them about the center and what we do. And then if they'd like to participate, they can take home a baby bottle, fill it with their change, dollar bills or a check. We used to joke and say they can shove a plastic card in there. But now they do have the opportunity to just give us the information, and then we can process a credit card donation. And usually what we do there is have them bring it back after a certain number of weeks. But that is, although it's a fundraiser, and I never try and hide that fact, it's also just such a great opportunity to expand awareness of the center. And actually through the baby bottles, it's been pretty amazing. We've gotten clients from it. We've gotten supporters, of course, and pledge donors, and we've gotten board members. It's just a great opportunity to let people learn about the center.
This is amazing. You can also go to Facebook and type in PHC Torrance, and you will find the Pregnancy Help Center of the South Bay. You will find it. It's there. It has a green leaf. Look for the leaf. The leaf of life.
There you go.
Very good. Very good. And fantastic. We love what we are hearing. We love to support this. My wife would be so excited. And we see a great friend there right at the top of the Facebook page. Our good friend David Hadley is there for the ribbon cutting of an organization that celebrates life. Wonderful. We are nearing the end of the segment. We'd love to find out more about it. Let's talk about phone numbers. What phone numbers could someone call if they wanted to ask questions or receive services? Adrian?
Sure. Our main number is 310-320-8976. However, we do actually have a 24-hour line as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as the name implies, you can call any time of the day or night, any day of the week.
Mm.
And that is 310-787-4357. And that actually spells help.
Okay. 310-787-HELP.
Yeah, help. H-E-L-P.
Okay. Okay. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now we're gonna transition. Jackie's gonna do a calendar of events, and then we'll be right back talking about the Pregnancy Help Center. You can, as you're listening, you can go to their website, phctorrance.org. We'll be right back, Jackie.
Yeah, we got a lot going on this weekend.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw the weekend guide that came out this morning, so I'm quickly just going to highlight. And everything I speak about, you can find all the details, all the links on my website, southbaybyjackie.com. Tonight, the Palos Verdes Peninsula Chamber of Commerce is hosting the Business After Hours Evening Networking Mixer from 5:30 to 7:30 at, get this, Point Vicente Animal Hospital. Pooch pals are welcome at this dog-friendly evening of networking, all right? So if you want to go bring your dog to a networking event, this is it. All right. Free for Palos Verdes Chamber members, $15 for prospective members, and includes appetizers and a cash bar. The Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce will hold a breakfast with Congressman Ted Lieu on Friday, May 20th, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel. You should register if you're going to go to that. The El Segundo Museum of Art presents a screening of Play on Friday, May 20th from 7 to 8 p.m. With artist in residence, Savio DeBernardis. It's his show, and it was through an internet open call. Seven actors were selected and invited to participate in a residency in the Castle La Roche-Guyon in order to act in a short film. What they still didn't know is that only the most motivated would be part of the film. Doors open at 7 p.m., recommended for adult audiences 18 and up. That's at the El Segundo Museum of Art in El Segundo. Strand Brewing Company will host a photography exhibit featuring the work of Colin Weinberg on Friday, May 20th and Saturday, May 21st from 3 to 9 p.m. both days at the Brewery and Tap Room in Old Torrance. It's in the tap room. So, you know, Friday or Saturday night, you want to go have a beer, hang out at Strand Brewing. They're going to have the photography up in the tap room. There's going to be a variety of Strand beers on tap, and the grilled cheese truck will be on site. We love, love, love the grilled cheese truck. The Torrance Chamber of Commerce and Village Runner present the annual Armed Forces Day 5K Run Walk on Saturday, May 21st at Del Amo Fashion Center starting at 8 a.m. The Pregnancy Help Center, we've been talking about it for the last 45 minutes. The Pregnancy Help Center in Torrance presents the 29th annual Walk for Life-themed Life Force on Saturday, May 21st. The Leisurely Seaside 5K, which starts at 9 a.m. from Veterans Park in Redondo Beach, welcomes everyone in the community. On-site registration opens at 7:30. There are going to be raffles and other festivities that are going to take place before the walk. And for more information on that, 310-320-8976, or visit the website at supportphctorrance.org. Walkabout Redondo will be held on Saturday, May 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Redondo Beach Parks and Recreation Building. Joe, we had John Grant on yesterday to tell us all about that. Basically, you go, you register, you get a passport with a map of participating businesses. It's a 2.8-mile loop in the Artesia Boulevard. You collect stamps, and there's a free barbecue afterwards. So they're expecting, what do you say, 400, 500, 600 walkers this year?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's going to be a big event. I think, the third annual. It gets bigger every year. The Redondo Beach Pier Association hosts free yoga on the pier on Saturday, May 21st, from 10 in the morning until noon. Everyone is welcome to attend and take part in this all-level yoga class. Participants should bring a yoga mat, towel, and water bottle. And that's on the Redondo Beach Pier. This is fun. Custom Design and Construction will host a home remodeling street fair on Saturday, May 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event is free and open to the public and will feature free design workshops and local vendors. There's going to be live music, raffle prizes every 15 minutes, food trucks, and a grand prize of a remodeled kitchen or bathroom. It's the winner's choice. They will have the grand prize.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm totally going. I totally want a new kitchen. Matt Green from the LA Kings will be there signing autographs, taking photos. And this is going to be way better than binge-watching HGTV, okay? So that's at Custom Design and Construction in El Segundo. The Palos Verdes Art Center presents Art on the Plaza on Saturday, May 21st, and Sunday, May 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Malaga Cove. Gus Gallery presents an art exhibit featuring the work of Griffin McTavish on Saturday, May 21st, from 5 to 8. That's Gus Gallery, Gus Vintage Goods in Riviera Village. The owner is a big supporter of local artists. She gets a lot of young artists in there. So if you're in the Riviera Village this weekend, stop in, check it out. Long Way Home presents the annual Runway to Rebuild fashion show on Saturday, May 21st, from 7 to midnight at the Knights of Columbus in Redondo Beach. The Runway to Rebuild fashion show presents formal wear made from used, recycled, upcycled, and reclaimed materials. General admission tickets are $35 a person. VIP tickets are $75 per person. And I've seen pictures of this. It looks absolutely incredible. So that's this Saturday, May 21st. The South Bay Story Show presents two performances on Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at the Second Story Theater in Hermosa Beach. We had Jim Mueller on last week to talk about that. Sounds really, really interesting. Tickets are $19 a person and can be purchased at the door or online. The link for the tickets is on my website. The Manhattan Beach Police Officers Association, in partnership with the American Red Cross and the family of Manhattan Beach Police Officer Mark Vasquez, present the fifth annual memorial event Blood Drive. It's going to take place Sunday, May 22nd, from 11 in the morning to 5 p.m. in the auditorium of the Joslyn Center. Another big, big annual event, the King Harbor Yacht Club hosts the annual King Harbor Sea Fair on Sunday, May 22nd, from noon to 5 p.m. This free, family-friendly event offers a unique opportunity to prepare for the summer boating season. They promote safe boating practices, environmental awareness, while highlighting recreational opportunities in our harbor. If you've never gone, it's a great day. You can learn how to paddleboard. You can go out sailing. They're going to have one of the big ships in the harbor. So, yeah, that's the King Harbor Sea Fair. And the Torrance Historical Society will kick off their annual walking tours of historic Old Torrance on Sunday, May 22nd. It's a free docent-led tour. It begins at the Torrance Historical Museum at 1:30 and will point out many historic sites and landmarks found in Old Torrance. And that looks really interesting. And last but not least, the Redondo Chamber will have their mixer at the Chamber's office patio on next Wednesday, May 25th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And one last program note, tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, we're going to have a returning guest, Tracy Coe, founder of Codynamics. And, Joe, we had a great conversation with her about Pilates last time we spoke to her earlier this year. This is part two.
Part two.
So all of that is happening this weekend and more, and it's all on my website, southbaybyjackie.com.
Okay.
All right.
Fantastic. Lots of amazing things going on. I think I've just penciled in Life Force for my wife and myself. I think we'll be there on Saturday the 21st.
I think you want the T-shirt.
I think I want the T-shirt.
I sent Norma an email and they said, we need to get them T-shirts.
I think yeah. I want the T-shirt. I think there are 10,000 other people in the South Bay who want that T-shirt. And that's what we need to tell everyone. You need to get together with your church group, your choral group at church, and you need to go there and get your T-shirt and walk for life. This is something that we can all do very quietly. You don't have to be a good speaker. You don't have to hold signs up. You don't have to march.
All you have to do is walk along the beach.
All you have to do is walk along the beach and say, I support life. I mean, how easy is that?
Right. And Joe, this is Norma. I just wanted to also add, to sort of sweeten the deal, is that we're going to have some really fun raffle prizes. And since we do have a Star Wars theme, there may be a few Star Wars characters walking around that you can take pictures with. So. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I guess even a Sith Lord might be acceptable. A
couple of stormtroopers, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have to also say, if you do go to our website and then click on the link to the registration site, you'll see an amazing Star Wars video that ties into the Walk for Life.
Excellent. Is that the supportphctorrance.org or just the regular torrance.org?
Yes, supportphctorrance.org, and click on the Life Force logo, and you will see you'll see a really fun video about the Walk for Life.
Awesome. These are the things that we love highlighting that are happening in, and they're just like, you know, diamonds in the rough. You think, is that, you know, we have this great cancer support community in Redondo. What a diamond, what a gem they are.
The Richstone Family Center.
The Richstone Family Center.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where would we be without all of our fabulous volunteers?
It's not pretty we would be, no.
Yeah.
But we don't have to imagine that because we have them. They are here, and this is just one more great organization that we all could support. And I see we are 43% to our goal, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get all the way. We're 43% to our goal. So you need to go to supportphctorrance.org, click on the Life Force logo. And you will see where you can give to achieve our goal. Our goal is to raise $40,000 by June 21st. Oh, we can do that. June 21st? We got a whole month. That's it. We've got a month. 40 grand in a month? Come on. This is the South Bay. We can do this.
We can do this.
We can do this.
You know, I do have another question, Adrian. We've been talking. It's called the Pregnancy Help Center. But can people come in, even if they're not pregnant, if they just want to get some advice, learn some stuff, learn how not to get pregnant, or learn how to get pregnant, or you know, other things like that. You know, when young people are becoming sexually active, can they come in and?
Right. And we do have, as I mentioned earlier, we do have medical professionals on staff, so they can meet with one of the registered nurses, talk to them. One of the additional things, which I don't think we actually mentioned, that we do is we do also do STD testing. And again, that is free, as are all of our services. It's limited STD testing, but they can discuss with the nurse as well any other issues they may have, and then she can give them an appropriate referral to where they may get further testing if needed. But if they do test positive for
chlamydia or gonorrhea, we also have the treatment for it as well, which is provided.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big. That's big. All right. That's good. That's good to know.
We are excited to meet this organization, and we hope that we will meet again. We're talking with the Pregnancy Help Center, located in Torrance, but they are here for us all, wherever we live in the South Bay. You can visit. It's easy. Just go to phctorrance.org, and they're easy, even easy to get to. It's just Torrance Boulevard and Crenshaw, 1311 Crenshaw Boulevard, Suite A in Torrance. Very easy to get
to. If you look at a map of the South Bay and kind of try and put a dot right in the middle of it between the Harbor Freeway West and the 105 South, we are just almost exactly probably right in the middle of the South Bay.
Awesome, awesome. Now, we've talked about a lot of things, Adrian. And we've talked about the center and the people that you help and all of that and the mission. How would you compare the center now to what it was before? And where's the future? You're kind of the director of the center. Where do you want to take it?
Sure. I'll start out by the past. You know, it's pretty amazing that the center actually started in the early 70s, and it really just started as a 24-hour helpline. Just a couple of women got together and realized there were situations where people had no idea where they could turn to somebody to talk to. So they started a 24-hour helpline, and they did that for a few years, and then in 1976 actually decided to open a physical location where they could meet with the people that they were talking to over the phone and, you know, get a better sense of how we could help people. And they did that for quite a few years and then decided to expand services to become a licensed medical clinic. And once that happened, that kind of opened the doors for, obviously, the pregnancy testing, STD testing for the ultrasounds. Ultrasound was just launched a couple of years ago. So as Norma said, that has made a big impact on the number of clients that we've seen. One of the things that hasn't changed is our location. We have literally been in the same location for 40 years, but have grown and expanded over all of this time. We're in a space that is just under 1,000 square feet. Which is not very much space when you consider the number of people that we are helping and the number of volunteers and staff that are trying to help them. So our big vision for this future is to find a larger space still in the South Bay community where we can continue to serve not only the number of clients that we are currently seeing, but to expand the number that we are seeing and to increase that. But being able to handle all of those clients at the same time and then look for the opportunities to expand into other healthcare services for women as well.
Mm-hmm. Norma, this is, that we kind of began the show talking about communications. How can we get the word out to more people that the Pregnancy Help Center is there?
Good question. Thank you for asking that. We do statistics every month, and a very large portion of our clients come to us by referrals, by word of mouth. I mean, they certainly find us on the internet, but there's nothing better than a personal referral. So, we encourage everyone to tell people about the center, let them know we're here. That's great. We also, as we've talked about, we have a presence on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Actually, our hashtag for the Walk for Life is hashtag 2016 Life Force. So if anyone wants to come to the Walk for Life and post pictures and tweet about us or post about us. We would love that. And certainly like us on Facebook, facebook.com/phctorrents.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
Well,
I think there's probably more, but that's a good start.
That's a good start.
You can also sign up to be on our newsletter. If you go to support PHC Torrents, you can sign up to be on our mailing list, and that would be awesome too.
Well, thank you very much for that. And Norma Grove, Adrian Gross, and Janine Gallagher, thank you so much for joining us and talking about the Pregnancy Health Center.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for helping us get the word out.
Yes, of course. We'll see you all on Saturday, May 21st at Veterans Park. Remember, registration begins at 7:30 a.m. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.